You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Rob Bollocks, you have had an interesting interesting visit with someone recently, and you'd like to place an interview you did. Rob, fill us in. What's going on? Give us the background to this next piece.
Well, you know, Wayne Anderson used to live in Manurewa.
Not Wayne Anderson, singer of songs?
Singer of songs. Yep. He used to live in Manurewa, and like me, he's now moved to Papakura and invited us along.
It's a lifestyle choice. Yep.
He invited us along to go and look at his new drum. House. I've never seen anything like it. So I went along with Joseph, who edited this for us. Thank you very much, Joseph. You know who you are. And, obviously. And, this is the interview. Just have
Why Wayne Anderson? Just because he's moved to Papakura? Do you do that with everyone that moves to Papakura?
He's such a well-known figure.
He's a cool guy, eh?
Just wanders around. He's just looks so smooth and very entertaining man.
What I love about Wayne is that Wayne loves to sing.
Yeah, in the interview, he just starts singing and it sounds really, really good.
All right, this is Rob and Wayne. When was this recorded?
Just before Christmas.
I saw the light on the night that I passed by her window. I saw the flickering shadows of love on her blind.
Right, now, we have 12,000 vinyls set out alphabetically from A to Z, starting with the first record stand here, which begins at ABBA. So by the way, there's about 1,000 different artists here, and of that 1,000, there's 50 who I collect seriously. ABBA is one of them, and there's 49 others, so that's every ABBA album. B, the Bacharach, Bassey, the Big O, Roy Orbison, Elvis Presley. Now that contains 2/3 of the collection, finishing very conveniently at P for Presley. Got all the complete set of solid gold hits.
I've got to say, I've never seen such a collection before, and they're so pristine. So I get a mental picture, it's just a whole wall of Tom Jones albums.
That's the front cover, that's the back cover. That's the front cover, that's the back cover.
And so you've actually, how long have you been collecting for then?
Oh, 50 years, 45 years.
It must have taken you hours or days or weeks.
I'm still doing it. I'm only 80% of the way through it, tapes. And I've got all my VHSs here, alphabetically, once again from ABBA. There's all Elvis Presley's movies in order, right through to his latest stuff. But it's slowly taking shape.
You've even got the books there, John Rowles' book by your bed.
Got two of those, one autographed and one non-autographed.
And a nice little teddy bear on your bed.
Oh yes, good Elvis song, teddy bear.
you lived in Manurewa for a long time.
Manurewa's my hometown. I grew up in Manurewa.
Do you like it? I really like Papakura.
I do think too, I prefer it.
It's almost like going to be the new Parnell.
Yeah, it's really, really good. Well, it's got Wayne Anderson on it now too, so...
Well, and me. So what else do you need?
Yeah, what else do you need? Yeah.
I suppose, your big thing is your collection here, which I must say, very rarely am I lost for words, but I'm gobsmacked.
And the other thing is having a big collection. It's important to know it. You know, a lot of people have big collections, but they're not... It's more for show. I mean, this looks good because it's for show, but I know these things because I play them. I have lots of favourite albums. I mean, Atomic Jones is a great album by Tom Jones. It's 1966 one. It's over there, second cassette from the left over there. I collect individual artists. You probably notice it's mainly male vocalists rather than female vocalists or groups. But being a male vocalist myself, I like to model myself on some of these guys, you know. Never a carbon copy of any one of them. But I take a leaf out of all their books and what comes across as Wayne Anderson. Because I'd rather be a number one Wayne Anderson than a number four Engelbert Humperdinck or a number seven Tom Jones, you know. Because I can do some things better than them. You know, crying over you. If you can do that, that's talent.
And not a waver, that was just brilliant. Yeah, when was the last time you played a live gig?
I've done quite a few lately. What's today? I've actually got one coming up. I've got two coming up, actually. did a stag do in Mission Bay, I think it was, about 2 or 3 weeks ago. 1971, Paul Anka wrote She's a Lady. Have you heard that?
Yes, so I have, yes.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I like to flaunt and take to dinner. Well, she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Whoa, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. Hey, hey, hey. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Brilliant. Thanks, thank you so much for your hospitality.
Pleasure, Rob.
Absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much.
Rob Bollocks out and about in the town, speaking to Wayne Anderson. And on the line, Rob, guess what? I've got Wayne Anderson.
No, really?
Wayne, good morning to you.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Good, good. Lovely to get a snapshot into your life there. How are you this morning? Special day for you, the live,
oh,
I believe.
Oh, yeah, well, St. Valentine's Day. Yes, I've already got a couple of things lined up where I've got to sing to a couple of females for over the phone. So I have to pick something romantic, I think, like After the Loving.
It's not only...